This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 8664. Seasons.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is this?
It's time for News from the Nest
with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. David Bowie, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's off today. Todd Monken, Ravens offensive coordinator, was on the Lounge podcast talking about, you guessed it, the Ravens, and in particular, the offense. And here's Todd Monken answering the question. Lamar Jackson input on plays and then kind of building that scheme together.
Because it really doesn't matter how I see it or what I like. He has to like it and have to see it and communicate that with the players. That's, you know, when I was playing small college football, like, player likes a play, they make it work. Like, they find a completion, you know. That's the same with him. You know, what fits what you like and coming to some common ground with that and him feeling comfortable with it.
Now, Lamar Jackson's coming off his best season statistically as an NFL player and one that did not result in an MVP award, which we've talked about many, many, many times for sure. He was first-team All-Pro, so the resume building for post-career accolades certainly continues on. But quarterback rating of 119.6, which was fifth highest, I believe, fourth or fifth in the history of the National Football League. How about this touchdown-interception ratio, 41 to four, threw for over 4,100 yards. I mean, how much better can Lamar Jackson get from that perspective and rushed for over 900 yards and four more touchdowns? Have we seen with that season the peak of his regular season powers, Nolan, or is there even more to the equation? Because we just heard Todd Monken say, hey, I have a play, I have an idea, and he's going to make it work to the best of his abilities. And as we saw with the Ravens offensively last year, he made it work a hell of a lot.
I don't want to be the guy to say no, because...
Oh, my God!
No, well, this is what I'm getting at, is that in 2023, if you asked me after the season he had there, second MVP award, could you get any better than this? When 23 was already better than 19. And his first MVP, I mean, it was almost night and day. He was a complete player. If you said, hey, he's going to be even better than that, I would have called you crazy. not that I'm really doubting him, just that, again, you're up against that. How much higher can you possibly go when you're exceeding the limits of stats that we know in the history of this sport? You know, passer rating, what constitutes a perfect passer rating? Why is it 158 point whatever? Why is it capped at that? Nobody knows. But he's kind of trying to break the barrier of what we understand about stats in football. So I'm not going to doubt him at all. It's probably unlikely just because he's so high up there and it is historic, but I'm not going to be the one to say no.
And look, playoff success for him and the team continues to be elusive. And in the Buffalo game, not to harken back on that too much, he didn't play all that great in the first half. The entire team did not. And play calling was a little suspect, but second half, he was outstanding. And he marched him down the field and put him in a position to possibly tie the game. And this whole narrative, well, when the Ravens are trailing by double-digit points, he doesn't bring them from behind. We did that multiple times in 2024. So as we sit here and look at the Ravens in totality and why they come up short in the playoffs, because we all agree, regular season success, you need to achieve it to earn things, to even get in the playoffs and home field advantage and such. But I think they're knocking on the door. And I think a Super Bowl championship is close. And the least of the Ravens' worries is their quarterback. We're watching, again, let me stress, and I will kiss Ravens' ass now, because I don't think I'm speaking Homerisms here. We're watching brilliance. Next to John Unitas, and I was too young and I'm old, but even I was too young to see him in his prime, and I saw Burt and his three-year brilliance and Flacco's playoff run in 12. We're watching arguably the best quarterback play in the history of this city at the professional level, and once he gets over that championship hump, until he does, though, that's going to be kind of the thing,
right?
I guess. But during the regular season, I mean, what? I almost cussed. What more do you want from the guy? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Most talented, most gifted player in Ravens history. There are others more accomplished.
Sure.
There's no really disputing that. I mean, it's a rich history of the franchise in general when you're only, what, just under 30 years old and you've already got a handful of Hall of Famers. I think that says it all. But, yeah, the narratives will never end. And that's the other thing. If he wins a Super Bowl, there'll be more narratives after that. Well, he's not good enough to win multiple. You know, it's always, there's always something. No matter every step of the way, every time he's done what people said he can't do, the goalposts always move. And I'm just calling it right now. That's not going to change for the rest of his career. It'll always be a thing.
Well, because we go back to draft night, to Deion Sanders, you're going to get Super Bowls out of me. And I think we just take a Super Bowl, and if it becomes multiple, God bless him. And I think the championship window is wide open, and I think they're close. Really, really close. And until it happens, though, we're just going to sit here and talk about his brilliance during the regular season and at times in the postseason. But until they win at Buffalo or win at Arrowhead or defend home turf, you know, people are going to be out there going, I told you so.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hold yourself. It's 88-80-1057 The Fan. Oh, Derrick Henry. Talk about a guy exceeding expectations. When the Ravens got him, I was like, hey, I'll just take what he did last year with Tennessee. Boy, was I way off on that one, thankfully. But here's Derrick Henry and his importance, says Todd, his value to this Ravens offense.
What a great addition. Not only a great player, but a tremendous pro and a great teammate. And it's just different. Contagious smile, doesn't talk. He just works. And it's like, you don't know what to make of it. You know, and then you watch him run, and it just like, wow. Like, it became like this mythical, like Lamar, what do you compare it to, Cars or something?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to go that far. Like, yeah. It's a movie. Like, yeah. I look at it like when a Greek god walked in, and it's like almost different. He's a pro. It's important how he prepares, how he takes care of himself. You can't even put a price on that.
Well, you're going to have to. Because Saquon Barkley just got there renegotiated with Philly. So I'm guessing that one of the jobs Eric DaCosta is going to have is to make sure that Derrick Henry is financially set and gets paid the money that he deserves. But we heard Eric also say, Nolan, that, you know, Derrick Henry wants to finish in Baltimore. And DaCosta said, hey, we're putting up Derrick Henry stuff in my office. So what does that say? I think the Barkley news of the last 48 hours made it a little more difficult to make that a reality, maybe doesn't put it in a dire situation, I wouldn't think.
Right. Big jump. Big jump for Barkley.
Yeah.
It's not like they jumped the gun fully where he had 3 years left or something like that, but quite the price increase. And coming off the Super Bowl, they didn't really have to. I mean, everyone's happy there in Philadelphia. I don't know. I mean, now I'm just bitter because now it upped the price for the Ravens.
Right. And what I read a couple of days ago is correct. He's going to make Barkley annually $20 million, which at least the way that Henry's deal is put together is he can max at 20 with the 2-year salary and incentives included. So Henry, I would assume, and rightfully so, let's make it a little more fair because I didn't show any signs of slowing down. And, you know, he was getting lubed up in the playoff game, too. And you know, I don't want to go there again, but you get where I'm coming from here.
Now, I mean, his cap hit for this upcoming season, Derrick Henry, that is, $12.8 million. So even if you are going to have to match that Saquon number, at least you lower the cap hit. You clear up a little bit more room for this immediate season on the horizon.
Well, I'm hoping and I'm assuming it'll all get handled in due time, and it'll make everyone involved happy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.